This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number you'll need to bring up whatever is on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Now, governments around the world, especially here in America, have been passing more and more draconian restrictions on cigarettes. In fact, we're probably on the cusp of a war on cigarettes here in America. Our government just loves to start wars with all kinds of inanimate objects.
Well, it's lucrative to start a war with an inanimate object.
Well, so the taxes have been raised. States like New York just jacking up their state taxes on cigarettes. I don't know if New York City adds in an extra tax. I presume they do. Chicago's way up there. And we've seen some of the results from this sort of behavior on the part of government. They, for instance, these high prices on the packs of cigarettes will result in the marketplace adjusting itself in order to provide cigarettes to people at the lowest possible price. So in New York City, if you're paying $7 or $8 a pack as a retail price, you have a fiscal incentive to look around for some other options. And one of those options may be purchasing your cigarettes on the black market by people, from people who have taken the time to go down to North Carolina or, heck, just to Pennsylvania or another bordering state in order to purchase the cigarettes there at a significantly lower price, then truck them into New York City, sell them on the streets via black market or gray market, if you want to call them that, dealers, and making profits and still undercutting the official price of cigarettes. So there's a lot of money to be made. As governments continue to pass more laws controlling cigarettes, more and more profit will be able to be made in the underground economy by those who are willing to flaunt the law in order to bring people their cigarettes. Well, now comes this story from the BBC. Smuggle the cigarettes' so-called cost billions of dollars. Huh? What's that mean? Well, the government is losing billions of dollars in value-added tax each year to tobacco smugglers, and more resources are needed to tackle the problem, says a key Commons committee. Customs lost around $2.9 billion in Britain, that's pounds rather, in 2003 to 2004, and the figure is expected to increase 2004 to 2005. The Committee of Public Accounts also says the estimated 12 billion cigarettes smuggled in the United Kingdom pose an increased health risk to smokers.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
They say a campaign is needed to expose the risks of poor quality tobacco. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that now they're going to have two separate campaigns? Because there's already a big propaganda campaign about how bad cigarettes are and how... I mean, I'm looking at a photo here from a Great Britain shelf where we pull the cigarettes from,
mm-hmm.
and there's big labels in front of the cigarette packs taking up, I would say, approximately 40% of the face of the cigarette pack,
mm-hmm.
saying, "Smoking kills," just in big black text. So there's already a big campaign. We talked about how Australia has a multi-million dollar campaign involving all kinds of advertisements that are trying to scare people away from smoking, showing blackened lungs and all kinds of diseases and just gross stuff, right, to scare people away. But now they're going to have a separate campaign saying, okay, cigarettes are really bad, but these illegal cigarettes are really, really bad, and you shouldn't smoke those. If you're going to smoke something, you should smoke these other cigarettes that aren't quite so bad, but still really bad, but not really, really bad. I mean, how confusing is this going to be? They say the campaign is...
As an advertising expert, I would have to say that that is not a good PR campaign right there.
They say that, tobacco smugglers are cheating the taxpayer, according to a British MP, where they deal in counterfeit cigarettes manufactured in the Far East and Eastern Europe from inferior quality tobacco. They're also subjecting the health of smokers to even more risk. He said a campaign highlighting the health risks to the public could reduce the demand for fake cigarettes. Wait a minute. Do you really think that your anti-Eastern European cigarette campaigns are going to stop people from wanting to buy them? They're cheaper.
Right. I mean, if they advertised against cheap Rolexes, would that stop people from wanting to buy cheap Rolexes? No.
No.
I mean, a cheap Rolex is actually, it's a really good idea. Not that it's really a Rolex.
And I'm just trying to imagine the ad campaign. I mean, you should buy cigarettes from approved dealers because if you don't, you're cheating the government. And you wouldn't want to do that now, would you?
I would.
1-800-259-9231.
Because you're not cheating the government. The government's cheating you, and I want to cheat them. I want to have them cheat me less.
Let's go over across the pond to Great Britain and talk to Tom in London. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Interesting you talk about the cigarettes. I was just, I bought a book the other day, which you guys might like, called the Bumper Book of Government Waste.
Tom, quick question. And I'm sorry. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on Skype.
Okay.
So it might be a bit crappy, but...
Gotcha.
So, yes, the book was saying that due to tax in Britain, a packet of cigarettes will cost €6.95.
Okay.
And the same, exactly the same packet, if you buy them in Russia, will cost you about €0.50.
Whoa! $6.50 versus $50?
That's pretty
stunning.
Much, yeah.
Oh my
but,
gosh.
I recommend that book to you because it shows you how our government wastes a couple of hundred billion pounds a year in just absolutely pointless stuff. It's stunning reading. But what I wanted to talk about was WIPO, which is the World Intellectual Property Organization, part of the UN.
Okay.
And they're currently meeting in Barcelona to basically, due to podcasting and online media, what Eminent Domain has done for property rights in the United States.
Can you explain? I'm a little confused.
Right, okay. They want to make it so that if you put out online media on a non-commercial basis,
okay,
they want to add what's called broadcast rights to commercial broadcasters who broadcast that media. So, for instance, I could put together a podcast and put that up online, and other people could then download that podcast freely. It's offered on a non-commercial basis.
Got it.
If a broadcast comes along, commercial broadcaster comes along and takes the audio and then rebroadcasts that file, even...
Oh, dear. There goes the internet connection.
Man, right at the time he was going to tell us exactly what it is that they're going to do.
Right at the good part. Sometimes he comes back, though. Sometimes we've had him call before, and we'll sort of fill a little bit of time, and he'll be back. Tom, are you still there, or are you long gone at this point? Sounds like
right
he's
now.
Gone.
Last cause.
It sounds like the UN wanted to regulate something about podcasts, and it didn't sound too positive.
Well, I don't think we have much to worry about from the UN regulating podcasts.
No, personally, I don't either.
I mean, they are about the most ineffective organization around.
And you say that, Mark, but people, I'm amazed at how scared of the UN so many people are.
Well, people imagine, well, this is the world government. It's bigger and more, you know, bigger and more powerful than
scarier.
My government. This is the big one. No, it's not. These are a bunch of rich diplomats who just sit around and sponge
U.S. taxpayer dollars.
They talk about, you know, doing something here and doing something there. They don't do crap.
You know, I've been in a discussion about this on the NHFree.com forums with this woman that is so... She's been spending 20 years of her life researching the U.N., and she knows how dangerous it is. And
because they've done what so far?
I don't know. Invaded a few countries with their blue-helmeted troops?
Oh, they do, but essentially they don't even have blue-helmeted troops. They just they get coalitions together like George Bush did and you know, invade here, invade there.
The funny thing is, I take a pro-open border stance, obviously, because I'm pro-freedom, want to end welfare and open the borders, and she freaks out about it, saying that, well, if we had open borders, it would just make way for the UN to come in here.
What?
I said, if we get the U.S. government out of the U.N., it'll crumble, because we're the primary suppliers of funding. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream Magazine magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free, including the updates. Go and get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. It's free. Updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Now, we've got Iraq on the way here, but I still want to talk about cigarettes because we kind of got into it. Tom called in from London, and we sort of got sidetracked a bit. London, actually the entirety of England, is complaining. The MPs over there, they're, what is it, members of Parliament, I believe is what that stands for? They're complaining because there's illegal cigarettes flowing into Great Britain to the tune of 12 billion of them.
I presume that's what BN stands for. I'm reading this from the BBC, so some of their abbreviations are a little bit different than what we might see over here. But 12 billion cigarettes smuggled into the United Kingdom. I don't know if that's over all time or in 1 year's period, but that's, either way, a lot of illegal cigarettes.
Good for them. Bring in more.
What? Are you just a scofflaw, Mark? Are you advocating that people take advantage of the underground economy, that they take advantage of, as Tom said from Britain, great prices?
Yes.
he said in the last segment that Russians the same pack of cigarettes in Russia costs 50 euros, 50 euro cents, I guess, rather, versus $6.50.
Whoa.
In Great Britain.
So why in the world would somebody pay $6.50?
Well, because we want to tax them.
I don't know. And they're complaining because their VAT is hurting, which is a value-added tax. Now, in case you don't know what that is, it's a tax that's added in at corporate levels. So at each level in the cigarette production process, they add in another tax. So, for instance, when the tobacco bulk vendors are selling the tobacco in bulk to the actual company that rolls the cigarettes together, there's a value-added tax applied at the point of sale of that tobacco. Then there's another value-added tax applied to the point of sale, for instance, from the manufacturer of the cigarettes to the wholesalers of the cigarettes. So there's different levels, different tiers of this so-called value-added tax. But since the black market is now supplying 12 billion cigarettes, they don't get any of it. The value-added tax doesn't hit any level of that. Whereas here in America, for instance, you've got New York City that is charging just a bunch of tax on cigarettes. But next, the adjacent states aren't charging as much. So
right.
You go out and you buy the cigarettes from the adjacent states, they're still making tax money off of those sales. It's just New York State that is out of the money in that case. In the case of Great Britain, nobody's paying any taxes on these illegal cigarettes.
Good.
Which I think is just fantastic. And they're complaining about it, and they're saying they're going to have a public relations campaign. So apparently they're not losing too much money. They're complaining because they've so-called lost. The government hasn't been able to collect 2.9 billion, billion euros, or billion pounds, rather, in value-added taxes. But apparently that's okay because they're willing to spend more on public relations campaigns to encourage their citizens to buy legally. So why cap the loss of money when we can spend money on television commercials and magazine advertisements saying, you aren't being a good little citizen by buying from the black market. You should buy from legitimate dealers because you'll be buying healthier cigarettes. That's the spin that they're trying to put on it, is that these Eastern European black market cigarettes are somehow more dangerous to the end consumer. Absolutely ludicrous. But if you think that it's a good idea to crack down on these illicit cigarettes, we'd like to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, because that's what's going on in New York City. They actually have a cigarette interdiction group or squad. It's the CIS or something like that. They have a division in the New York Police Department of cops who specifically go after cigarette smugglers.
I'm sure glad we're paying their salaries.
Yeah, that's right. You're paying for them to go out and get involved in sting operations. Get involved in undercover operations to track down people that are bringing in cigarettes. Because what? Why are they bringing in cigarettes? Because they smell a profit. Because
sure.
They know that people want a better deal. And they're getting hosed by the New York tax situation. And New York would love it if all of the other states in the union raised their taxes as well. But then what would happen? Well, then we'd have a situation here in America like they have over in Great Britain. If all of America's 50 states decided, okay, we're going to do New York a favor. They're having a tough time actually doing their cigarette interdiction squad thing. So we're going to raise all of our taxes up to the same level. Now cigarettes cost, in fact, maybe it'll be just be a federal law. Federal law passed. Cigarettes are now $9 per pack in America. All around. What will happen? The black market will spring into action, and those individuals who are in search of a profit and willing to flaunt the law in order to get it will start providing cigarettes at $7 per pack.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they come from Canada or whether they come from Bangladesh.
Yep.
With the Internet, with the advent of the Internet, it's going to destroy the government's ability to tax.
And you better believe they'll be coming, too. If it's coming from another country, it'll come in just like heroin and cocaine and marijuana do and big old bulk cargo loads. They'll pay off the port authorities.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay off the Border Patrol guards. And they'll roll an entire truckload of cigarettes. It'll be cigarettes instead of marijuana now. It'll be cigarettes rolling through the border with paid-off border guards into the country to be distributed by black market channels. Even though the products will still be legal, the black market will jump in and take the profits where they can. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You keep cracking down. The harder you crack down, the more power the black market will get. The more power, the more money you're going to funnel to the mafia.
And let's not forget that the taxes on cigarettes are paid by the end user. People are going to start robbing people for cigarettes. They're going to be artificially inflated by these taxes. So somebody's going to realize, wow, a pack of cigarettes, I can get $7 off that if I sell that black market.
Sure.
And suddenly,
heck, if you take them out and
cigarette
them,
crime is going to increase.
But also, if you take them out and single sell them, you can get more than $7. There are people that in the poor neighborhoods for crackheads and that sort of thing that can't afford to buy an entire pack of cigarettes all at once. They can purchase singles. At 30 to 50 cents per cigarette, which will give you a little bit more than $7. 1-800-259-9231. If you are an anti-smoking zealot, if you think that smoking laws save lives, you're the person I want to hear from tonight. 800-259-9231. By the way, a little bit of information from across the pond. Our friends over at Red Dragon 365 informing me that apparently the value-added tax isn't 2 or 3 or 4% or something like that. It's 17.5%. At every level it's applied, as I understand it. That's incredible.
It's huge.
Every level in the production process of anything that's purchased, taxed 17.5%.
Just keeps on adding up. And I wonder, is that the only tax that they have in England?
Yeah. I highly
doubt
it.
That's what they're proposing with the fair tax, though. Yep, 17% tax, retail sales tax, and that'd be it. That's all the government would want. That's all they'd get.
It's absolutely sickening. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we're going to talk about killing Iraqi children, the bombs that were dropped, for instance, on al-Zarqawi's house, who was involved in that, why they did it the way they did it. Why did they drop the bombs on that house? That's a question we asked a couple weeks ago when it actually happened. They killed a child in that home. Was it really necessary? Is this guy that dangerous to where a crack team of Marines couldn't have gone in and rushed the house and taken him alive? Or even just killed him?
I've got a lot to say about that.
More on the way. This is your show. 800-259-9231. You can shut Mark up if you call in and talk instead. Otherwise, we'll have to hear what he has to say. On the way. Tree Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Why do you think that we dropped two 500-pound bombs on Al Zarqawi's house? Why was that necessary, in your opinion? 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find all kinds of stuff, including live streams, and it's all for free. There's a broadband version of the show. There is a dial-up version. They're both on the house at freetalklive.com.
Mark looks so scared. Well,
there's thunderstorm going on, and yes. I'm holding my face within centimeters of a large metal object flowing with electricity. It seems like a really bad idea.
Well, this is the risk we take to bring you quality programming every single night.
It's true.
Week to week.
Every occupation has its hazards, and I guess that's ours.
At least you're not out lifting bricks. All right. So we're talking about Iraq, and I want to hear from you. Why do you think that it was necessary to drop 500-pound bombs on Zarqawi's house?
Well, I was thinking about that. Do you want to read this article?
No, you can get it. Whatever you want to do, man.
I was thinking about this today. And there's really two schools of thought on how to do the war properly. You can either, A, do the war properly by not being involved in foreign nations at all. Or, B, you can do this whole hegemony empire-building thing. But to do them back and forth and have politicians running wars, that's where we really get in trouble. That's why we lost Korea. That's why we lost Vietnam. That's why we really just kind of mull around. We say, we're going to fight this war, and then we don't let the soldiers fight.
Hmm.
If you're going to fight a war, you need to let your paid killers go in there and shed blood and destroy the landscape. I mean, that's really what they need to be able to do.
Okay.
If you're going to fight a war, you need to be able to go. These guys
killing
need to
the women, killing the children, kill them
kill
all.
Kill a sheep, kill the lizards, kill everything.
Let God sort them out, as they
if
say.
If you're going to fight a war, that's the way you need to do it.
Uh-huh.
Now, because of our government being, you know, conglomeration of, you know, just a bunch of different people and their different opinions and how to do things, instead what you get is trying to use the army as a policing force.
Mm.
And it's like trying to cut a pizza with a hammer.
Yeah, well, in fact, Jacob Hornberger addresses that exact point, the using the military as a police here, over at LouRockwell.com. He says in a short editorial, the Detroit News recently asked an interesting question. Here's from the excerpt from the Detroit News. Some war critics are suggesting Iraq terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi should have been arrested and prosecuted rather than bombed into oblivion. Why expose American troops to the danger of an arrest when bombs work so well? Here's one possible answer, according to Hornberger. In order not to send a 5-year-old Iraqi girl into oblivion with the same 500-pound bombs that sent al-Zarqawi into oblivion. Of course, I don't know whether the Detroit News editorial board, if pressed, would say that the death of the little Iraqi girl was worth it. Maybe the board wasn't even aware that the little girl had been killed by the bombs that killed Zarqawi when it published its editorial. But I do know one thing. Killing Iraqi children and other such collateral damage has long been acceptable and even worth it to U.S. officials as part of their long-time foreign policy towards Iraq. This U.S. government mindset was expressed perfectly by former U.S. official Madeleine Albright, when she stated that the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children from the U.S. and U.N. sanctions against Iraq had, in fact, been worth it.
You recall that statement?
Absolutely.
By it, she was referring to the U.S. attempt to oust Saddam Hussein from power through the use of sanctions, even though that, and the sanctions meant that the children of Iraq couldn't get medicine and food and
right.
stuff like that.
God knows we wouldn't want to give them that.
Even though that attempt did not succeed, U.S. officials still felt that the deaths of the Iraqi children had been worth it to try to get rid of Saddam. It's no different with respect to President... And I'm sorry, how could you even make a statement like that? How could you make a statement that it was an attempt to get rid of one man, that it's okay, it's worth it to kill 500,000 children?
That's
what
crazy
kind of
talk.
What kind of a jaded screwball do you have to be in order to say something like that? You are messed up. It is no different with respect to President Bush's current war in Iraq and the resulting occupation, which has killed or maimed tens of thousands of Iraqi people, including countless children. In the minds of U.S. officials, the deaths and maiming of all of those Iraqi people, those, they're innocent, by the way, including the children, while perhaps unfortunate collateral damage, have in fact been worth it. That's why the U.S. officials gave nary a thought to the death of that 5-year-old girl who was bombed into oblivion with the bomb that did the same to Mr. Zarqawi. The child's death was worth it, because the bomb also killed a terrorist.
She barely got any mentions on the news or anything.
Which U.S. officials believe brings the Middle East another step closer to peace and freedom. Some would argue that such collateral damage is just an unfortunate byproduct of war. War is brutal. People get killed in war. Compared with the two world wars, not that many people have been killed in Iraq, proponents of the Iraq war and occupation could claim. Such claims, however, miss an important point. U.S. military forces have no right, legal or moral, to even be in Iraq killing anybody. Why? Because neither the Iraqi people nor their government ever attacked the United States. The Iraqi people had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks in New York City and Washington. Thus, this was an optional war against Iraq, one that President Bush and his military forces did not have to wage. The attack on Iraq was akin to, say, attacking Bolivia or Uruguay or Mongolia after 9/11. Those countries also had nothing to do with 9/11 attacks, and so it would have been illegal and immoral for the president to have ordered an invasion of those countries as well.
It's really true.
To belabor the obvious, the fact that some people attacked the United States on 9/11 did not give the United States the right to attack countries that didn't have anything to do with the 9/11 attacks.
You know, it's really true. Afghanistan didn't really have anything to do with the 9/11 attacks, but... You know, interestingly, today we got some news out of Afghanistan. The biggest offensive since the war was won in Afghanistan occurred today.
Really?
By the United States, yeah.
I missed that. Who are they offending against?
The Taliban.
I thought we beat them.
Still around? You see, that's the problem with these non-nation-type wars. When you're fighting a
right.
group, you have a very difficult time. These groups understand...
Well, it's not a war. If you're fighting a group, it's not a war. The definition of a war is two militaries of governments fighting one another.
It's a police action, absolutely. And then so what you have is you have army guys doing police work, and that's very difficult. I'm not saying that the police would be very good at this either, but this is the problem
yeah,
with
trying... Yeah, they'd be out of their jurisdiction.
This is the problem with trying to take over... countries and take over groups you know, intellectually purge the world. That's what we're trying to do, and it's impossible.
So, the fact that we're there, that made the United States the aggressor nation, and Iraq the defending nation in this conflict. That incontrovertible fact holds deep moral implications, as well as legal ones, for U.S. soldiers who kill people in Iraq, including people who are simply trying to oust the occupiers from Iraq. They're called insurgents. That's what we call them in the U.S. media. But they're really just individuals that don't want an invading force in their country and are willing to fight them off. That's all those people are.
Well, and who knows what they are? I mean, insurgents a great term for them. They're not terrorists. They're not terrorists.
I've heard them labeled that way, though.
But absolutely. I was listening
They're terrorizing our troops.
I was listening to Savage talk about, oh, how awful it is that these Marines were killed. Well, the Marines. I'm sorry. They're supposed to go over there and fight.
Our troops
That's
are
what's supposed to happen to them. Now, if you don't want it to happen, don't send these men out to die.
Our troops are terrorizing innocent people in Iraq.
Parents,
killing innocents.
Don't let your kids join this disgusting organization that sends people over to foreign countries to die and kill their people.
And if they've already been suckered into joining, do encourage them to not follow unconstitutional orders. More on the way about Iraq. This is Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is free, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com to get add yourself to it. Over 1,300 of our listeners have done so. It's free. Map.freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And again, that's map.freetalklive.com. So, apparently, there's some blackouts going on in our city, Mark.
Our city?
Yeah.
Rolling blackouts.
Because of the thunderstorms happening. So we're running on uninterruptible power supplies. We still have power here. We'll, you know, if the lights go out, we will continue the show as long as we possibly can.
Will we know if the power goes out? Because, like,
the lights will go out.
The lights will go out, but the microphones
will
not. Will
still be hot.
You are the man.
All right.
The way you built this thing, it's like a bunker. You could drop a bomb on us.
Not quite. Well, speaking of dropping bombs, nice segue, Mark. We're talking about the Zarqawi case.
Ten four, good buddy.
As to why it is that 2 500-pound bombs were dropped on this guy's house, killing a woman and a 5-year-old child. Why didn't they just go in with troops and get him that way? So we're exploring this. Jacob Hornberger is explaining. He's talking about how we're out of line in the first place from even being in Iraq. And, of course, he's absolutely right. It's a war of aggression. And he points out, don't forget that aggressive war was punished as a war crime at Nuremberg. Suppose an armed robber enters a person's home and the owner's neighbor comes over to help him. The homeowner and his neighbor fire at the robber, who fires back, killing both the homeowner and his neighbor. Can the robber claim self-defense? No. because he had no right to be in the home in the first place. The intruder is guilty of murder, both morally and legally, because he doesn't have the right to be where he is when he shoots the homeowner and his friend. And that's an analogy pretty akin to what's going on in Iraq. The situation's no different in Iraq because U.S. soldiers don't have any right to be there either. But they were ordered to invade Iraq by their commander-in-chief, say the warmongers. They could have refused to obey the orders to deploy to Iraq, just as Lieutenant Aaron Watada has done. We reported on him last week.
He wouldn't be the first.
Watada refused to loyally obey orders of his commander-in-chief. Instead, he chose to obey his conscience and also to fulfill the oath that he took to support and defend the United States Constitution. Many Americans have a difficult time processing this because they simply want to block out of their minds that their own federal government, the paternalistic government that takes care of them with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, and education, and protects them from drug dealers, immigrants, terrorists, and big oil, would ever do anything gravely wrong. Let's put the situation this way. Suppose a coalition of Muslim countries successfully invaded the United States to overthrow the Bush regime, and that foreign troops were now occupying the country and supervising new elections. Suppose some Americans violently began resisting the occupation.
That's what I would be doing.
And that British...
You can believe that there'd be a lot of Muslim troops dead, because we would not put up with it. Americans wouldn't put up with it.
Just
but
as
it's
Iraqis
okay.
Are.
It's okay to go over there and kill tens of thousands of them.
I don't understand.
We're doing
it.
What we would do. That's wrong, people. That's hypocritical.
You're right. Suppose some Americans began violently resisting, and that British citizens even came over to help out. While there undoubtedly would be some Americans supporting the foreign occupation of America and cooperating with it, you know. Thank you. Thank goodness for our robot masters, or in this case, our Muslim masters. It's my hunch that most Americans would support the resistance, as you just said that you would, Mark. Or put it this way, suppose it was the Soviet Union that had done everything to Iraq, and that the U.S. government, that the U.S. government has done. So instead of us invading Iraq, it's the Soviet Union invading Iraq, imposing brutal sanctions and contributing to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of children. Invading Iraq then had Soviet troops occupying the country while organizing elections, killing insurgents and resistors, censoring the press, confiscating guns, conducting warrantless searches, detaining people without trials, and torturing and sexually abusing detainees. Yes, that's right. All of those things we've done. But imagine Soviets doing it. Is there any doubt that a large segment of the American people, especially conservatives and neoconservatives, would be railing like banshees against the Soviet communist forces in Iraq? I think there's no doubt about that. Moreover, what people often forget is that the United States is no longer even at war in Iraq. This is an occupation and not a war. The war ended when Saddam's government fell. At that point, U.S. forces could have exited the country. Instead, President Bush opted to have the troops remain, to rebuild the country, and to establish democracy.
That's where we really went wrong.
We went wrong when we went there in the first place.
I agree with you. I have a problem with going in a principled fashion.
But it got worse.
We defeated the country of Iraq. And then we decided we're going to do this Japan thing where we had some success in rebuilding, you know, the whole...
Which was totally optional. Totally optional.
It totally was optional, and that's where we lost the war.
As an occupation force serving a sovereign regime, U.S. forces aren't engaged in a war, but instead simply serving as domestic police for the sovereign Iraqi regime. The problem, however, is they've been trained as soldiers and not policemen. Now,
even if they were trained as policemen, by the way, we would have one hell of a time taking that country
over. Oh, no doubt about it. But the military mindset...
If you want to take it over in that fashion, you really have to go in there and take it over. You've got to be a... bloodthirsty plague upon these people. You've just got to wipe them out, the ones that give you any problem at all.
Well, and that's what the military's attempting to do.
What they should be doing. If that's the direction you're going, that's one of the ways to do this.
If you want to be an invading country.
Right. But you see, Americans won't stand for that. They don't have that
vision.
Well,
they stood for it. They dropped 2 500-pound bombs on Zarqawi's house, and nobody's shedding any tears over the little girl that died.
But you understand how that story is not as big of a deal as it would be if we just, you know, we went in there wholesale killing people that anybody who looked like they might be a problem, dead.
We're going to talk more about the difference between the military mindset versus the police mindset. Also, George is on the line from New Hampshire. He's normally in D.C., but now he's in New Hampshire. So we'll find out what's going on with him. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-8255. 800-259-9231. And as always, if you think that the war in Iraq and the occupation thereof is a great idea, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Summer's here, and it's time for the blockbusters. No, not Hollywood's latest romance or action film. I'm talking about getting your car ready for cruising around the block and beyond. We'll review the script when I come back.
Bobby Likas here with Car Killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Quiet on the set. The scene opens on your garage. And if you follow this script, you'll be an automotive action hero. Lights. Remember, a clean lens makes any picture brighter. So inspect bulbs and replace those burned out. Makeup, as in make up a list of vehicle fluids that need to be seasonally monitored. Climbing temperatures cripple cooling systems. So check the level, condition, and concentration of coolant before hitting the road. And action. Carry basic tools and a first aid kit for an emergency. But remember, for red carpet treatment, take your vehicle to a certified technician. That's a wrap. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is free. We ask in return that you just vote for the show. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You will not be spammed. What do your votes go for? Well, they go to keep us on the top 10 podcasts of the world. The last time I looked, we were at number 3, so we still need your votes because the higher up we are in rankings, the more listeners we're going to get. The more new people will come across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's somewhat important to you, you should go to vote.freetalklive.com.
You know, the more people vote on this and the higher we are on the list, the more likely I am to become wealthy one day, too. Really.
Do it for Mark.
Please. What do I got to say? Pretty please? If you haven't done it this month, please go and vote for this. It is so important to us.
And if you don't do it this month, you'll get to hear Mark beg you again next month.
You know.
Vote.freetalklive.com.
Really? Please.
We're going to the phones to a man who votes every month. It's George, calling this time from New Hampshire. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just got into New Hampshire here. Pretty much haven't had any signs because I got on a plane right when I got off of work.
Wait, what did you say before that part about getting on a plane? You pretty much what?
I got on a plane right when I got off of work.
Okay.
Like, I was changing out of my uniform just as I was running to the gate. And so, dude, just the other day, get this. One of my supervisors makes me ETD, that's doing an explosive twist detection thing on a 5-year-old girl's balloon.
So you had to do a bomb test on a 5-year-old girl's balloon?
Yeah. Man, here's the kicker. It actually set off the metal, the little machine. What the hell is in this thing? Hydrogen?
Wait a minute. Now they have two different machines, right? There's the sniffer machine where the person walks in, and then there's a different bomb machine.
The swiper one. Both of those tests are explosive.
So let me. Did she get the bomb? Did she get the bomb? I mean, balloon through?
We tested it.
That's
like
awesome.
That.
You confiscated a balloon from a 5-year-old girl.
No,
that
I did not confiscate it. I swear to Christ.
You popped it in front of her, didn't you?
You, like, stepped on it. Gah! This is what you'll get for denying my authority.
No, I didn't. I swear. Anyway, that was the most retarded thing I ever had to do, and I had to put that out.
Wow.
So it's your first time
in New Hampshire, right, George?
This is my first night here. It's pretty. I live all around Manchester.
Right.
I visited the Keene, where you guys are going, just to see, you know, what the appeal it was for you guys. And I was like, why Keene, you know? And
so what do you think? What's it like up there?
It's nice. It kind of reminds me of Harrisonburg, which is a college town in Virginia.
Hmm.
The only difference being there's no big interstate running through it.
So where are you calling from now? You've been sort of all over the state. Where are you right now?
I'm back in Manchester. I'm kind of near the airport at the moment. I'm on my way back to the hotel.
Are you there for Porkfest?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Very cool, George. Well, definitely let us know.
Like I said, I went to a 7-Eleven and bought myself a Slurpee thing, and guess what? And it charged me a 10-cent sales tax.
In New Hampshire?
In the blue hook. Yeah.
What?
She was like, it's some food product thing. I think it was just probably Manchester because I didn't have to pay sales tax on any other thing I bought.
Hmm.
Like I went to this head shop.
Yeah, it may be prepared food, and you'll have to tell us the head shop story some other time, George. But thank you very much for the call, and enjoy Porkfest. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. What's the difference between the military mindset and the police mindset? We'll explore.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.